At least 39 people killed, dozens injured at a train station in Ukraine. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Two Russian missiles are reported to have hit that station in the eastern city Kramatorsk. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky.
This is an ordinary railway terminal. People crowded, waiting for the trains to be evacuated to the safe territory.
President Zelensky translated there in a remote address to Finland's parliament. Refugees from Ukraine are trying to get into the United States through Mexico.
Katerina Panova runs UAWelcome.org, and she says she's struggling to help Ukrainian refugees here in the U.S. She explained there are really currently only two routes in, those who had a valid tourist visa before the war started and those who fly to Mexico first.
There are thousands of Ukrainians currently on the U.S.-Mexican border, and we're in contact with lots of them, and they're asking for a humanitarian parole on the U.S.-Mexican border, and they're getting it. So actually, the Customs and Border Patrol are amazingly helpful.
Panova says it is an incredibly expensive journey. Some immigration attorneys on Twitter have noted that while other migrants aren't getting through, Ukrainians are. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is President Biden's guest at the White House today for an event celebrating her Senate confirmation to the Supreme Court. That event's at 12:15 Eastern. 11 people got stuck on a ride at Universal Studios Hollywood for more than 2 hours.
The fire department rescuing them after the Transformers 3D ride lost power. The park's Harry Potter ride also losing power. No one was injured during the more thrilling than expected adventure, but now there's a bit of finger pointing going on. The park blaming a dip in power from SoCal Edison. The utility denying the problem was on its end.
That's Fox's Gary Baumgarten. On Wall Street, the Dow is up a bit, the NASDAQ down 115. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The town of Edison, Nebraska is evacuated because of a wildfire. A volunteer is reported to have been killed in a crash on the way to fight that fire. There's an extreme fire danger warning issued for much of Kansas today and fire weather watches in several other states over the next few days.
We're in that really active spring pattern where you have strong storms kind of dropping down from the Pacific Northwest, and those bring strong winds and dry conditions to a whole lot of the western U.S., which unfortunately means fire danger.
Andrew Lyons of the National Weather Service. Unless the governor or a court steps in to save him, a South Carolina death row inmate has a decision to make.
Barring a stay from the Supreme Court, Richard Bernard Moore will have two options for his execution on April 29th, the electric chair or death by firing squad. South Carolina lawmakers amended the state's capital punishment law last year because the corrections agency was unable to obtain drugs for lethal injections. The law makes the electric chair the primary means of execution, but allows prisoners to choose a firing squad or lethal injection if those methods are available. The corrections agency says it has the necessary protocols in place and spent more than $53,000 renovating the death chamber in Columbia. Moore's execution would be the first in South Carolina in more than a decade. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A promising disease-fighting effect from fish oil.
This is House Call for Health. Taking omega-3 supplements may help cancer treatments. Analysts experimented with mice and found that adding these supplements to the other medication cut the cancer in their bodies by two-thirds. Scientists say these findings show these oil vitamins have the potential to improve anti-cancer medicines and immunotherapy overall in a clinical environment. A research assistant at Harvard Medical School's Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, Abigail Kelly, writes, dietary interventions can be powerful tools because they're relatively simple and inexpensive to implement. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady.
Fox News.
A windy day in Augusta, Georgia could make life difficult for golfers at the Masters Golf Tournament today. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.